with Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. The judgment of former CNN Chief White House Correspondent Jim Acosta being questioned after he featured an interview with an AI avatar. That avatar was a representation of Joaquin Oliver. He was killed in the 2018 Parkland school shooting. Here's a clip of that interview.
Joaquin, I would like to know what your solution would be for gun violence.
Great question. I believe in a mix of stronger gun control laws, mental health support, and community engagement. We need to create safe spaces for conversations and connections, making sure everyone feels seen and heard. It's about building a culture of kindness and understanding. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea, Joaquin.
Well, that AI representation was actually created by Joaquin's family, who say they wanted to send a powerful message about gun violence. Joining me now to talk through all this is Julie Smith, author and Webster University media instructor. Julie, I'm curious, what was your just first initial gut reaction to this video?
I went straight to the uncanny valley, right? I went to this place where it creeped me out, and I wasn't exactly sure why it creeped me out. There were a lot of reasons. My first question to myself was, gosh, is this journalism to interview an entity that actually does not exist? And then is it right to ask an entity something that's politically charged, which it was? And the name, image, and likeness of this person, like, who owns that? Because this Joaquin did not give permission for this to be done. And it reminds me of those AI tools from China that we used to talk about, that would, they would generate images of people that had died and that were helping people with their grief. And it just creeped me out in every way. And this quote from his dad I thought was really interesting. He said, thanks to AI, we can bring him back. And I thought, what version of him are you bringing back? Because when I watched the video, it was so clearly AI. And even with the clip you played, you can tell it's kind of robotic. It just made me very unsettled.
I had to even wonder if it's close to his own voice. I know his father is defending it now, that people have really launched a lot of critique about it. And basically he said, if the problem you have is with AI, then you have the wrong problem. The real problem is that my son was shot 8 years ago. And, you know, he stated that he knows it's not real. You know, and I guess it's like really hard. You can't put yourself in that parent's place.
Thankfully, yes, we cannot. But what his dad said was that Joaquin has a lot of things to say. And I thought that was a really interesting thing to say about this AI entity. How do we know? How do we know that's what Joaquin would say? You know, it opens up a Pandora's box. There was actually, and this was, you know, very flippant and glib, but someone on X actually said, oh, what dead people should we bring back now? And that, you know, it asks more questions than it answers, really.
You know, I thought it was interesting your point about, did Joaquin give permission for this? Because they did use apparently some of his writings to train the AI for this. I mean, with other people, they've done that, like they've posthumously released things. So how is that any different?
I'm not sure that it is different, actually. It smells the same to me. I think that Jim Acosta has lost a lot of journalistic credibility with this, especially someone who worked for CNN for so long. I think it'll be interesting to see what kind of blowback there is, if any, and how this affects his stature as an actual journalist.
There was a lot of blowback for this. He basically said he's friends with the family or acquaintance with them and wanted to help them tell their story. But the way this was done, like, walk us down that kind of that journalistic ethical road of what gives you pause about this.
Well, I think in journalism schools across the country, they're going to have to talk about this issue. Now, is it ethical? Is it relevant? Are we projecting? Is this a leading story? Is the journalist a part of the story, or is the journalist covering the story, right? And I think, well, you're a journalist, Megan. I mean, would you do this?
The one thing that struck me about this was, to me, like, there's a distinction between doing an interview like this and treating that AI avatar like a real human being, and, for example, doing a fun story with an AI avatar that's just for, I don't know, just for entertainment.
Right.
This was very awkward to watch this roll out. You know, for you, as you study how people use media and how they consume messages, what does this do to the human psyche to see something like this?
I think that it puts us a little further down the road of not ever knowing what is completely authentic and completely real and completely believable. You know, we're with so much information online that is not authentic, and we're getting most of our information online now, right? With so much information online that's not authentic, we just have to double down on our ability to figure out what's real and what's not, and what's important and what's not. And it's getting harder every day.
Julie Smith, thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet.